This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Here we are at the beginning of a new day, and we want to start it by listening to God. Isn't it so great that God is a part of our daily lives? He's not just some distant being up there, not really interested in what goes on. He's intimately involved in our lives. And every day, when you start your day by listening to him, he wants to speak into your life. He wants to help you grow in your relationship with him. He wants you to make things right with him, to put him back in the center of your life, so that he can lead you in life, and his life can flow through your life, making your relationships the way they ought to be, helping you to be a person that ministers into the lives of the people around you, rather than getting everything you can out of everyone around you. That's the beauty of what God does in our lives. And each day, we can start our day reading a bit of the Bible and just allowing God to speak to us. We're talking all this week about this topic of repentance. Changing something in our mind where we recognize I've been going the wrong way and deciding I'm going to choose for God again. I'm going to put God back in the center of my life. Possibly God has never been in the center of your life, but you know that something is missing. And when you look at the lives of people who truly know God and walk with God, you know that it's God that's missing. There's a difference about those people's lives, and you need it. Well, it would be great to ask them about that. How can I start a relationship with God? But also to understand that repentance is part of getting right with God. We've said that repentance starts with conviction, that God's Holy Spirit reaches into your heart and mind and just makes you aware of things in your life that are offending him, that cause a distance between you and him in your relationship with him. Secondly, it comes to confession, where you come to the place of saying, okay, I'm going to stop pushing this down because I don't want to deal with it, but I'm going to bring it out into the open and talk to God about this. Well, you move on then from confession to making a commitment to act. When Paul writes to the Colossian church in the Bible, in chapter 3, verse 5, he says, put to death, therefore, what is earthly in you, sexual immorality, impurity, passion, evil desire, and covetousness, which is idolatry. And he goes on from there. But do you see the point? There comes a moment of truth when you say, all right, I recognize that God loves me. He's reaching out to me. He wants to be in the center of my life. And he's making me aware of these things that are offensive to him. Not only that, but he's calling me to put him back in the center of my life. And I know that's what I need to do. Not just because it's right, not just because I feel guilty, but because of a relationship that I want with God that can only be there when he's at the center of my life. Then it comes the point. I confess to God. I say, you're right, God. I have been going astray. You have been pointing out to me those things in my life that are offensive to you. I've just been pushing them down, but now I'm going to bring them into the light. I'm going to talk about them openly with you. And next part of repentance, I'm going to choose for you and not those things. I'm going to decide that my relationship with you is more important than those things. Well, do you know, when you make that decision, sin doesn't disappear from your life. Those things that you know are offensive to God, you're still going to struggle. But here's the thing. God gets involved. Sin, yes, it's a part of life in this fallen world, and we are fallen beings. We aren't perfect yet, but we start growing towards that as God works in our lives. Sin and someone who has a true relationship with God, those two things just don't fit together. Yes, you'll encounter it in your life. You'll find these areas of sin that God reveals. But as you bring them to God and say, God, I choose you, not this, you find yourself growing in that area and able to choose for God more and more and more. And your relationship with God himself becomes more and more real, personal and loving as the center of your life. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.